This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
$1.1 billion. You know, the odds are so stacked against you to win, but the theory is somebody has to win because eventually somebody does win. And sure, we know of the stories of people who squandered the millions and millions they won. But in a world full of dreamers, maybe you are the lucky winner if you played. Hi, my name's Kate Delaney. Let's jump into Powerball numbers right here at the top. Thanks for joining us. So the Powerball drawing had an estimated jackpot of $6.75 million. The cash option on that would be just over $340 million before taxes. Nobody won the big prize since April 19th, so ninth largest in the game's history. Again, the odds are stacked against you. One in 292 million plus. But like I say, we do have the numbers. So the numbers are, because some of you asked me to announce them, so I'm going to oblige right at the top of this show. 2, 24, 34, 53, 58, and 13. Imagine if you had that lucky number. And the grand prize is just staggering to think about that. And if you didn't win the grand prize, maybe you came super close and you won a couple millions anyway. And there's so many wild ways to play this whole Powerball thing. So good luck if any of you perhaps are holding that ticket. And then there is the Mega Millions deal, and the Mega Millions comes up on Tuesday, and we'll see if anyone nails that jackpot. But this is what people are talking about. Besides the weather, which I always start the show with, it's also about the chance of perhaps getting lucky. It is sometimes, right, about luck. Meanwhile, as we come back down to earth, other things that are going on include the notorious USA gymnastics doctor who we talked about and who we actually had somebody on the show who was assaulted by him, Larry Nassar, who sexually abused girls for decades, was stabbed 10 times in prison. So he was assaulted inside a federal prison in Florida. He's serving a 60-year sentence for federal child pornography charges. This statement was released the other day from the Bureau of Prisons that at about 2:35 in the afternoon, an inmate was assaulted in Sumterville, Florida, at the penitentiary there. The staff responded immediately. They initiated life-saving measures. They requested EMS and life-saving efforts continued. So, of course, now they say an internal investigation is underway into the incident and that he was transported to a hospital for treatment, and that's it about the attack. And you know what they say about when you go to prison and you're someone like him, notorious for assaulting so many young girls, that you often may get the shiv. And so he got it several times. And as I mentioned, he was never coming out of prison. There was no question about that because he was sentenced in several courts in several states for the abuse that he caused over decades. I mean, you had 156 women that gave victim impact statements in court describing how they went to him to get treatment for sports injuries only to be sexually assaulted and told it was a form of treatment. And then to say they were ignored or their concerns were brushed aside by the powerful people inside USA Gymnastics. So there was certainly a big shakeup there. And sure, the victims reached a $380 million settlement with USA Gymnastics, but that doesn't even cover half of the head damage that he caused. So this goes along with what you often hear happens when somebody like that ends up in a prison somewhere for something that he did to a large group of women. And these were really, really young girls. And like I said, no word on his condition, just what had happened. All right, so speaking of the weather, because I did mention that the weather is always the common denominator. In a previous show, I talked about flooding and talked about what had happened in New York and that Vermont knew it was going to get hit. So it was the same scenario we saw in Hudson Valley for a lot of people. You had trapped drivers who swam out of their cars. You had a woman who died after being swept away by the floodwaters. It's just heavy rain in a short amount of time. 9 million people on Monday were under flood alerts in the Northeast. Still parts of New York. Vermont, though, absolutely was in the crosshairs of this. So the National Weather Service issued a flash flood emergency warning for central Vermont on Monday. And sure enough, there were people who had to be rescued by boat. There were people that had to be evacuated. And then there were searches for people that were underway. And prior to it even hitting Vermont, the governor knew by being warned by so many to declare a state of emergency. And that's exactly what happened because the warning was this could be extremely dangerous. And then what you have happened, and I understand this because that would be your instincts, you try to drive out of the area. And then what happens is you're trying to go for it. You're trying to get out. But you try to go for it too late, and then you can't get through the water. You don't make it, and you get stuck. And it's up to the people who are rescuing as whether or not you really can get out of those cars unless somehow you make it out yourself, which is very, very difficult to do. So the Red Cross, of course, has opened a couple of shelters for people displaced by flooding, one in Highland Falls, New York, one in Reading, Pennsylvania, and one in Barre, Vermont. And you have people that have been displaced by it. You know, think about 7.5 inches of rain in 6 hours and what that looks like and how hard that is on these neighborhoods. And that's what's happened, where you have roads that fall apart, roads that are closed, roads that are just simply cut off and they're impassable. You cannot get through them. And then it's a question of the water receding and a question of rescuing people as fast as you can and drivers being rescued, or if they're lucky and they can swim out of their cars, which there was a lot of that happening too as well. My oh my, it never, never lets up, does it? All right, we just scratched the surface. Coming up next, what's the latest in Ukraine and Putin's invasion? That's coming up.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Thrown out by Meta to compete against Twitter has a lot of new people on board. What does it mean, and will it continue to grow? I guess that's a question I can't necessarily answer, but I can certainly tell you what it means. We're going to get there in a second. What about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia and the situation there, which there's lots of conversation on the impacts of this war on the 2024 election. And why? Because that's part of the discussion of the resources that are being sent to President Zelensky and Ukraine. And does that continue if an administration switches? And how does Congress feel about it and the people who are running? That's a question that will hang in the air for a while, but certainly there are many in the Republican Party who are starting to kind of move away from Ukraine, and then there are others that are sticking with it. It is kind of a major question, obviously, both domestically and internationally. It's certainly highlighted by our president's recent decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine, as well as the debate over Ukraine's potential NATO membership, and will that fly or not? And you got a majority of Republican voters, and some of you have written to me on all sides of this, by the way, saying they want members of Congress to oppose further funding for Ukraine. So will we see an end to this war? Will we see an end to helping Ukraine? One last thing, the Pew Research Center regularly polling about support for military aid to Ukraine. In the 10 months since, or the 10 months between, March 2022 2022 and January, the percentage of Republican-leaning voters who said they were providing too much aid to Ukraine increased by 31 points to 40%. But by mid-June, that number is kind of unchanged, 44%. And if you go to YouGov, they do a lot of polls. It showed the percentage of Republicans who favor decreasing Ukraine aid actually rising to 36% by late October. That number is now 41%. So a couple of points is kind of the same. I think it's fair to say that. And it's a question that I've asked. We're doing an unofficial poll. How do you feel about aid to Ukraine? So while that's out there, and again, the impacts of the 2024 election, what is the latest as to what is happening? And there are a couple of different twists in this. So one is the current president, Biden, and his pledge for more support for Ukraine ahead of the NATO summit. And the prime minister of the UK, both leaders emphasizing the importance of supporting Ukraine and bolstering a show of that unity with the allies ahead of the summit, which there's going to be divisions over how allied nations should support Kyiv against Moscow. And while the war in Ukraine keeps slogging through, because now we're deeper into the second year, it's going to dominate and probably take over a lot of the president's trip to Europe and definitely the NATO summit and the division, some of the fresh divisions over Ukraine. And even though there's a huge, a plethora, I love that word, a plethora of topics which the UK and the US talk about and need to talk about, including artificial intelligence and critical minerals and developments in Northern Ireland and so many other things. So much of the of what the conversation will be dominated by will absolutely be Ukraine and Russia and the second phase of the war. I said the second phase, the second year of the war in Ukraine. All right, the other thing that's a hot topic, where even Ukraine has been brought up on these threads, is the thing called Thread. Meta's Threads tops 100 million users in just 5 days. So this is a Twitter competitor, and it's become one of the most downloaded social media apps in the United States. I mean, look, there's an app for everything. And they want you to get an app for everything. Notice that when you go to sign up for all kinds of normal things that happen in your life, I say normal things, including healthcare, they'll tell you, go on the app. Go on the app. I had that the other day from a Blue Cross Blue Shield. Go on the app. Oh, can I just make a phone call? No. So that's another story. Meta's new text-based Threads is crushing it. I mean, they're crushing it. They, you know, you look at the rival, I guess, and how fast, like TikTok has 102.3 million active U.S. users in May, if you look at some of the information out there. And in a Monday post, this is a huge milestone that was announced because this is mostly organic. Right, there's no promotions for this at this point. They'll do some promoting, but there's no promotions at this point, like I said. So Threads has benefited from its integration with another platform, Instagram. And to have that many this quickly, it will be interesting to watch as to what also happens with Twitter if more people jump on Threads the way they're jumping. Does this just continue to evolve? It's so interesting, isn't it, that this social media is the devil you need and the devil you know and the devil you don't always want, right? It is such a hornet's nest of things that are great and things that are not great. It is like a seesaw. It absolutely is. But to the point of the quick growth of this, it shows how rocky the road has become for Twitter since Elon Musk bought the company. So there have been a lot of alternatives that are attracting attention, and this has had a really, really strong response. Although Twitter, immediately when Threads was launched, threatened legal action against Meta. Of course they did. Here's the thing. It's a concept that we all know, is at least some of us as entrepreneurs, and it's called first to market. So when you're first to market, that's a great thing. But then there's going to be copycats immediately that will start to bubble up, and especially those with money, and especially with those that already have platforms in the social media sphere are ready. So, of course, that was bound to become a reality, and it has. I want to see where the number tops out at, and does it hang with the attention? You know, in other words, do people get on it and spread it, and do more people decide to perhaps bail on Twitter, right? And the answer is, it could happen. You know, it really, really, really could happen. Coming up, when we hit the mailbag, a lot of interesting conversations, conversation starters from many of you. And I'm going to just hit one before we hit the mailbag from Cindy, who asked, I know you were talking about the Northwestern football coach the other day and hazing. My son went through hazing at the college, which I won't mention where he went to, and nobody paid attention. It was so dangerous what happened to many of his fellow rookie football players. Nobody died, but let's just say they were scared to death by some of the ridiculousness. I guess hazing has come to a point where it's not really hazing, it's bullying. So Pat Fitzgerald should have paid attention to his players. So that's the scoop. He's been the head coach for 17 years at Northwestern, their football program. He was fired Monday after some more disturbing details emerged about alleged hazing within the Wildcats program. Is the head coach ultimately responsible for the culture of his team? The answer, obviously, for Northwestern was yes, yes, yes. Meet you in the mailroom.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's in Lithuania for a two-day NATO summit. Members of the military alliance will reaffirm their support for Ukraine as Russia's invasion continues. Membership for Ukraine and Sweden also expected to be front and center of discussions. Earlier Monday, Biden met with the British Prime Minister and King Charles in Great Britain. Why is it so hot? You can blame El Nino, according to a top NASA scientist. She says that El Nino's weather cycle is contributing to the record temperatures in the U.S.
The combination of climate change And El Nino means we're seeing higher global temperatures.
Dr. Kate Calvin, chief NASA scientist and senior climate advisor on CBS Face the Nation. The Kremlin says President Vladimir Putin met with the Wagner Group boss after the failed mutiny last month. Putin gave his assessment of the mercenary group and what happened the day of the uprising. The head of Wagner reportedly struck a deal to leave Russia for Belarus. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, I love it. Jake, Sam, Max, Bill. I hope to get to all of you and maybe a couple of others as well. Let's start with Jake. Jake says, hey, Kate Delaney, I know you're excited to go see Mission Impossible. And I am, too, and apparently that opens up this week. I watched all the others, and I actually rewatched them. I heard you say something about going back to refresh your memory on a few of them. I have a different question. I am also, and I'm sure you are, too, a big Bond fan. Do you know who the new Bond is? Who's the new Bond actor? I don't know if they've even announced that yet at this point. You know, it's so interesting. Because of Mission Impossible, I guess it makes you think, okay, so let's think of those similar genres. And there have been many more Bonds that have been made. The next Bond has not been chosen. There is a list of people that have been circulated out there since maybe the beginning of the year. And that was when there was more chatter about it, like who replaces Daniel Craig. So you can tell, obviously, I'm a Bond fan. You know, let's just escape the reality of what we don't want to deal with. So Bullet Train, the guy who's in Bullet Train, his name is Aaron Taylor Johnson. I think he's the front runner for it. But, I mean, they met with him and all that was kind of leaked out there. But not announced that he is the new Bond. He's just somebody that's on the list and looks like he could have a great shot at it. But there were other people that were also, their names were circulated, like Tom Hardy, Idris Elba, the guy from Bridgerton, Regé Jean Page, he was somebody that was on the list. So you know what the answer to the question is? I don't know. It seems like the bullet train dude is the one that is really, really being considered, but not chosen at this point. You know, you start to think, it goes back to that question of how many Bonds have there been and who is your favorite Bond? And there have been some really good ones in the past, right? I thought Daniel Craig was good, and I remember when he took over, a lot of people were not fans of Daniel Craig's. They just, there's that resistance when you get used to somebody, and the change of this, you know, fantasy character Bond for people who are loyalist to those movies, and they just don't like it. All right, let's go to Sam, who had a much different thing on his mind. And he says, Kate, I got to tell you, this nonsense with Ozempic is terrible. Because movie stars decide they're too fat when they're already thin. They jumped up the price of a drug that so many people who are diabetics needed and caused a shortage. Like, that was no joke. My wife has diabetes, and we never even really thought about the fact that there was some weight loss with it, because she's a normal weight, but she has diabetes, and this helps her manage diabetes, and that is something that is really, really scary, folks, if you don't know anything about it. It's all about that blood sugar and managing it, and we've had a lifetime of dealing with it. It reduces, this drug reduces the risk of major cardio problems like stroke and heart attack, and obviously the worst of the worst would be death. So I say to the movie stars, get your own damn drug. Touche! You know, that was... I don't know if it was Kim Kardashian. She took it and talked about losing weight. But I don't know. She wasn't the only one. There was like a whole train of Hollywood types that got it, were prescribed it, and lost 10, 20, however many pounds. And you're right. Then there became the frenzy for it because of the weight loss aspects of it. And it did change how much was available and the cost, and now there are all these knockoff drugs that are flying around out there too, and it's here to stay. It's here to stay when it becomes the demand, and especially when you're talking about weight loss, when you're talking about the quick road to weight loss, and when you have people, and now in the commercials they mention it, because you see those commercials all the time, that's planted in people's heads, and that's what they think, like, okay, well then I need this. That's what I need. So far we've gone from who's the next Bond to hands off my Ozempic, and we move to Elon Musk and the threat. This one is from Max. Dude, or Kate Delaney, as many call you, Elon Musk is such a power freak. I love the head-to-head rock'em sock'em with Mark Zuckerberg because of the fact that Zuckerberg jumped right on his thread with his own. What a smart thing for the Zucker to do, though I'm not a fan. So Elon Musk messed up Twitter, infuriated a lot of people, and it led to more conversations about, and there already were other platforms that were being developed out there. It's just that Zuck had the money to move it faster. So I predict that Threads will become more than a rival to Twitter. I predict it will destroy it in the next couple of years. And the funny thing is, I actually could care less about either. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of social media. I've kept my teenage daughters off of it as much as I can for the most part because of so much of the bullying and nonsense and trolls and sick people out there that jump on social media and how they try to catfish, especially young girls. But I do think this battle is quite interesting. I like the way you put that, quite interesting. So, Max, good for you for monitoring the whole social media thing. And, you know, I have friends that have teenage daughters and sons, and they have different theories about the social media and how to handle it and whatnot. And we've talked about that on the air before with other people. In fact, we've had people on from some of those social media platforms talking about it. But, you know, Musk had to know that he was vulnerable. And there's certainly bitterness between him and Zuckerberg. I mean, they're not tight friends. And so if Zuckerberg can take a piece out of Musk's, a couple of dollars out of Musk's pocket, he certainly would do it. So there are a lot of Twitter users, though, that are considering ditching it. That's the key thing. If enough people vacate Twitter, it becomes irrelevant. And if it becomes irrelevant and people jump over the Threads, well, then that becomes a thing. The newest, latest, greatest that people will do their, you know, will pump out their alerts and their quick hits on what's happening in the world or whatever it is. I mean, the problem is that Twitter became like the community outreach. So if there were lockdowns on college campuses, I mean, any place I've lived, the police department, the fire department, the schools, the city, they all went to Twitter. Like, alerts would come that way. And you'd find out more information about something that happened, more information about traffic accidents or whatnot. So will all that leave and go to the next platform? And that would be a big draw for people who are only on it for that kind of, you know, information. All right, so as predicted, we're getting to Bill, and I think we're going to get a couple more. So Bill asks this. He says, hey, Kate, you know, it's interesting. Do you think that DeSantis would even win Florida if the race were to be held today for the primaries for the Republican candidate, or do you think it's Donald Trump who, I guess, leads in all the polls, as you've said on your show? You know, it's such a great question. There's a new poll that shows that Trump has a lead over DeSantis, the governor of Florida, in the primary, even in the state of Florida. So if the primary, the presidential primary, were held today, DeSantis would get 30% of the vote, maybe a little more from Floridians, more than the other candidates except for Trump, who would get 50% of the statewide primary voters. That's a 20% lead. Wow. I mean, we keep seeing this. We keep seeing this in all the scenarios out there. Right now, at this point, that's it. That's where it's headed. If you look at the Republicans, you know, you've got a poll that just came out that shows that one out of five Republicans say it would be disloyal to back any other candidate other than the former president. All right, quickly, we're going to end on a fun note. This one is from Walt. Kate, what's the latest thing that you are streaming? I have a little extra time, and I want to stream something that I think I would enjoy that I don't know anything about. Okay, I got one for you. The Bear. I love it. He's a chef. He took over for his brother, and now he's opening a new restaurant. I can't give you all the details, but trust me, there's two seasons. Watch the first season, get a couple into it, and I think you will absolutely love it. It's about the numbers next as we go to Week and Count.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Counts. Let's start here. The Netherlands is going to return about 500 looted objects, they say, to Indonesia and Sri Lanka. So what is that about? Some of these objects are actually pretty incredible. What happened was there are these multiple claims from Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Nigeria. The Dutch Secretary of State for Culture and Media announced a decision just at the tail end of last week to send back objects, including 335 objects from Lombok, Indonesia. There is a key collection of modern art from Bali and an 18th century cannon of candy. It's a ceremonial weapon, if you have no idea what that is, which I didn't, to be honest, from Sri Lanka, made of bronze, silver, and yes, gold, and inlaid with rubies. It looks very, very expensive. Let's put it that way. So there was a Dutch Council for Culture report produced by a committee that was actually chaired by a human rights lawyer that recommended that the country should unconditionally return objects it was reasonably sure were lost involuntarily by countries under its colonial authority. So in other words, it was ripped off. And that's what you do. You take those artifacts and you give them back. So let me give you the example. What does all that nonsense mean? I'm going to just cut through the clutter. That cannon of candy I mentioned was looted by troops from the Dutch East India Company during the 1765 siege and plunder of Kandy, and it was later gifted to William V, the Prince of Orange. Right? So it was stolen. It was stolen, basically. Not even basically, it was stolen. So now that is given, now they're saying give that back. Give it back. I mean, and there's so many other objects. I guess there's like 300,000 colonial objects that are the property of the central state in the Netherlands alone. So then some people think there should be more scrutiny of privately owned colonial objects as well, including at major, major auction houses. I'm just going to go out on a limb, but do you think that's really going to happen? I heard that the neighbor down the street that has a whole lot of money, that lives in a big mansion, has some stolen artwork. Stolen because it was sold to him, and it was sold under nefarious conditions centuries before. I don't know. It is pretty interesting to me. Let's just put it that way. Not interesting is this windstorm at Yellowstone National Park. Boy, it has really taken a beating this year. It downed hundreds of trees and damaged multiple buildings and cars. So Yellowstone is such a prize of ours in Wyoming. And it blew across the southern portion of the park on Monday. And there's a village area, lake village area. There weren't any serious injuries. That's the good news. But the falling trees hit multiple buildings and cars. And at least one building and three cabins were evacuated, and they're closed for cleanup and repairs. It was that bad. They have to repair them. And if you're familiar with Yellowstone, for example, there is the Lake General Store. That was an area that was hit, that has to have a little bit of work done to it. The Lake Hotel, the Lake Lodge, you get the idea here. But 73-mile-an-hour winds, which in Teton County, which is home to a large portion of the park. I know someone that's going to Yellowstone. It made me really think about wanting to go there. I have never been to Yellowstone. It is on my list. And I think it would be, I wouldn't want to be in the middle of that storm, but I think it would be an incredible place, an absolutely incredible place to see. So imagine being challenged to eat 108 dumplings, and you're not a professional food champion. A restaurant in China that challenged the customers to eat more than 100 dumplings in return for a free meal has gotten in trouble from the authorities. They're investigating whether they violated the country's anti-food waste law. Yeah, they have such a thing. It's called the King of Big Stomach Challenge. And once it was announced and kind of circulated out there, then the clamp went down. 108 spicy wonton dumplings. If you do it quickly, you get that free meal, you get a bunch of prizes. They were drumming up interest. The restaurant was advertising it. It was all over social media. It was a big hot thing that people were talking about. You think of Nathan's famous international hot dog eating contest in Coney Island and how big that was. Like Joey Chestnut last week, who ate 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Pretty sensitive stuff, though, in China versus Western countries. And part of the reason why, I guess there's a little bit of an uproar, is people are thinking way back to the 50s and 60s, where there was a famine that killed 45 million people in China. So the restaurant is being investigated by, we'll call them, the authorities over this competition. And now there's other restaurants that are being it investigated as well, because they think it's with the scarcity, et cetera, that goes on, that it's not the right thing to do. And under the law, restaurant owners can be fined up to $1,400 if their establishments induce or mislead customers to order excessively to cause obvious waste Oh, can you imagine if we had that in the United States? Think of the giant portions that are immediately scraped into a trash somewhere. There would, I think many restaurants in the United States would get slammed with that. And then, you know, this is communist country, radio and television stations, as well as online video and audio providers, get a maximum fine of 10 times that amount if they're found to be involved in making, publishing, promoting programs or audio messages about eating excessively and binge eating and drinking. So whatever they consider to be binge eating and drinking, that's what would happen to a radio station or a television station. Wow. So we move from what's going over in China to the signed Great Gatsby first edition that's going to be offered in an auction of Charlie Watts' book collection. He had a really amazing collection. The late Rolling Stones drummer was a huge reader. More than 500 items, including that Great Gatsby with the inscriptions by the author F. Scott Fitzgerald, are going to be offered in a sale in London on September 28th and on an online sale between September 15th and 29th. How about that? It's interesting because of his place in music history and, you know, what his passions were, what his tastes were. And so part of that was he had some of the rarest obtainable editions of books by renowned authors like George Orwell, Agatha Christie, James Joyce, and they're expected to sell for between, you know, anywhere from the lowest end, let's say just over $1,000 to $383,000. Wow. I think some of the music that he has will go for a lot. Like he has printed scores for the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess. I bet that gets like 20,000 or more. So interesting. And the book collection and the signed books that he has, they're going to fetch a lot of money. Absolutely. The music means that we got to say goodbye for this hour anyway. As I recently have been saying, and I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think it still holds up, we're dealing with a lot of crazy. Please, peeps, be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.